الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأمته وبارك وسلم. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى مسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. The month of Ramadan is fast approaching us. And the question we should ask ourselves is, how are our preparations going for that month? Because in less than 50 days, this month will be upon us. And the months preceding it, the month of Rajab, which is the month that we're in currently, the month of Sha'ban, which is to follow, they are great months in which to prepare for the month of Ramadan. At least to make up fasts that we've missed in the previous year. It's a great month in which we can also prepare ourselves to be in the right frame of mind before we enter into the month of Ramadan. A ruhani, a spiritual state of mind. And also to set our goals, what our specific Islamic goals, our religious goals, we intend achieving in this coming month. And also to evaluate where we are now in our deen, in our practice of Islam from the last Ramadan. And then figure out where we want to be in this coming Ramadan and after that. It is a time for reflection and contemplation, no doubt, but also for forward planning. We planned for our business, we planned for our future investments, and this is the most important future investment, the investment in our very own Akhirah. Now, with the coming of this month of Rajab, which is the month we're currently in, it is the 17th of Rajab today, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would anticipate the coming of the month of Ramadan, and he would begin preparations in this month for the month of Ramadan. And this is 2 months in advance. People live to see various accomplishments in their lives. We always hope to see our grandchildren, for example, or the coming to fruition of an investment or business. But a Muslim, a believer, lives for and yearns to witness these sacred days, these sacred months, these sacred hours. Therefore, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cited the moon of Rajab, he used to say to Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, grant us barakah. Make this a spiritually rewarding time, the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban. Make it a spiritually prosperous time. Wa balighna Ramadan. And have us reach the month of Ramadan in a state of spiritual preparation and spiritual anticipation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us according to our hopes and expectations of Him, and also our expectations of the month of Ramadan. So let it be a month that we anticipate. Eagerly, let it be a month in which we expect the greatest reward and the greatest spiritual progress. And we will find, based on that sentiment, Allah will afford us a corresponding accomplishment, a corresponding outcome. One of the reasons why the month of Ramadan doesn't accrue to us the type of blessings it should is because we simply don't anticipate it as it should be. We simply don't hope of it, the hope of a true spiritual seeker. Now, explaining the significance of these months, the ulama have explained that these Ashhurul Hurum, these sacred months, are months in which battles are prohibited. In fact, they were prohibited in the time of the Prophet of Allah. And even the Jahili Arabs, the pre-Islamic Arabs, honored these months. Which is strange, because our so-called Mujahideen in the various parts of the Muslim world violate even the sanctity of these months. slaughtering not non-Muslims, not the enemies of faith who are guarded in these sacred months, but even Muslims. So much for their claims to virtuosity and piety and holding aloft the banner of Islam. These are holy months, months of peace and months of internal reflection. Reforming of the soul prior to an attempt to reform society around us. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of a people, their circumstances, including their plight, their political circumstances, their being victims of oppression and tyranny, hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, until they reform what is in their very own souls. So these are the months in which we focus inward now, identifying those inadequacies within our own souls, correcting them so as to effect a corresponding correction in the world around us. Also, it is in these months that not only were battles prohibited in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also months in which good deeds are even more virtuous. The reward is even greater. The spiritual benefit is even more profound. And evil deeds are, in fact, even more detestable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are more harmful, and the spiritual fallout is more catastrophic. So we need to guard ourselves in these months to a greater degree from sin, mischief, foolishness, and to a greater degree also devote ourselves to piety, virtue. Now, when it comes to these sacred months, there are no specific forms of ibadah that are prescribed in these months. They are holy months, they are sacred months, no doubt. But there are no specific forms of ibadah that are prescribed. Or for that matter, on the 15th night of Sha'ban. So a person may engage in whatever form of ibadah is most comfortable. And we have the ulama recommending all sorts of different forms of ibadah that a person could engage in, so as to honor first and foremost these sacred months and also to derive the full spiritual benefit that comes with these sacred hours. There is a description of how the Sahaba and the Tabi'un particularly would increase the Quranic tilawah, the recital of the Holy Quran, during these months, especially in the month of Sha'ban. And we can understand easily why. This was in preparation for the month of Shahrul Quran, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran that follows. So we find even amongst our Huffaz, they exert themselves even to a greater degree, yes, in preparation no doubt for the Taraweeh, but also in fulfillment of the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah and his companions, in increasing their recitation of the Quran in these months, and it is something that we should also do. Increase our recitation. And if we've been neglectful of the Quran, this is a time in which to correct that negligence and that remiss attitude towards the Quran. Recite the Quran more so in this month. Rajab is therefore the beginning of our new spiritual season, the new cycle, the new spring season that culminates in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that Rajab Shahrullah, Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'ban Shahri, and Sha'ban is my month. Wa Ramadan Shahru Ummati, and Ramadan is the month of my Ummah. Now the crescent of Rajab signals the start of that new season. And it's a season firstly of spiritual hope. When we think of hope, we generally restrict it to some type of physical calamity that we want, you know, to emancipate ourselves from because of the pain and the suffering it brings us. Some type of, you know, financial distress. But it's first and foremost a season of spiritual hope. It's a season of mercy. It's a season of forgiveness for a believer. Because a believer is primarily concerned with his spiritual well-being in this world and in the hereafter. And he knows full well that with spiritual well-being will come physical and material well-being as well. Now this season only finishes 3 months later with the culmination of Ramadan and the day of Eid al-Fitr. This is when actually our preparation for the day of celebration, the day of Eid, begins, the month of Rajab. The ulama in the past used to say that Rajab is a month in which we plant the seeds of good. Now this, we increase our ibadah. We begin to plant those good seeds. And Sha'ban is the month in which we water them. With our supplication, with our dua and our yearning, and the tears of regret and hope. And Ramadan is the month in which we reap the rewards of that preparation, of that planting of the seed. Ramadan is the harvest time. Now, among the voluntary acts of ibadah that are encouraged in this month of Rajab is first and foremost nafil sawm, voluntary fasting. And like we said, there's no specific day necessarily prescribed. It could be done during any of the days of this month. There is a hadith, an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yasumu hatta naqul la nuftir wa la yuftir. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast in this month so abundantly that we would think to ourselves that he would never break his fast, he'd continue through the month. And then, wa yuftir hatta naqul la yasum. And then he would break his fast, in other words, stop fasting consecutively, to the point that we thought, ah, he's not going to fast again in this month. So the Prophet of Allah would fast, depending on his feeling on the day, and the goal he sets, the spiritual goal he sets for the day, and then devote himself to this preparation, the spiritual preparation through fasting, for the month of Ramadan. And then the Prophet of Allah would then set it aside and afford other acts of ibadah some priority, again in preparation, like for example, the tahajjud salah, recitation of the Quran, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other acts of virtue and charity and kindness. There's another hadith that's narrated, at least it's an athar, one of the athar, the statements of the Sahaba is narrated from Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, where he would say that Rajab min shuhur al-hurum wa ayyamuhu maktuba ala abwab al-sama' al-sadisa. That Rajab is one of the four sacred months in which fighting is prohibited, and its days are written on the gates of the six heavens. فَإِذَا صَامَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْهُ يَوْمًا وَجَدَدَ صَوْمَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ نَتَقَى الْبَابُ وَنَتَقَى الْيَوْمُ قَالَ يَا رَبْ اِغْفِرْ لَهُ. So when a person fasts on its days and renews his fast, in other words, he is diligent in that fast and he affords it due regard, we should in no way diminish the sanctity of a fast outside the month of Ramadan. No doubt, the month of Ramadan is the most sacred and holy. No doubt, the fasts of Ramadan are superior than any other fast. But that in no way suggests that we should diminish the importance and the diligence afforded to any other fast. So, وَجَدَّدَ سَوْمَهُ, Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu used to say. And he affords due diligence to those fasts with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with taqwa Allah, and Allah consciousness, and aspiration and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَتَقَى الْبَابُ وَنَتَقَى الْيَوْمُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords the gates of paradise to speak, and the days speak, saying, Allah maghfir lahu, that Allah forgive such a person. Look at his desirousness and his covetousness in earning your good favor. Look at how he prepares himself for those sacred days. Look at how he is in anticipation of your good mercy. Oh Allah, be merciful, forgive him. وَإِذَا لَمْ يُتِمْ سَوْمَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ لَمْ يَسْتَغْفِرَا وَقِيلَ خَضَعْتَكَ أَوْ خَضَعْتَكَ نَفْسُكَ. And if a person does not take full advantage of this month, and if he fasts, he is not diligent in his fast of this month of Rajab, and he does not complete or perfect his acts of worship in this month, then they do not seek forgiveness for him. In fact, the doors of paradise and the days, the sacred days, declare, oh Allah, oh wretched soul, you have betrayed your own soul. So the betrayal of the soul is essentially where we know what is good, We know what is of benefit. We know what potentially can also harm, and yet we betray ourselves by not acting accordingly. There are many other similar narrations from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There's one narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, in which he suggests that Rajab is one of the tremendous months of Allah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies good deeds in preparation for the month of Ramadan, which is the most august of all the months. So whoever fasts a day from Rajab, it is as if he has fasted a year. So if the fasts of Rajab are so meritorious, could you imagine the fasts of Ramadan? And whosoever fasts even a week of it, then the seven gates of hell are closed to him. And whomsoever fasts 8 days of it, then the 8 gates of paradise are open to him. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu goes on to enumerate the virtues and the blessings of taking full advantage of this month. A person who fasts half of it, as the Sahaba described, the Prophet fasting continuously, and then ceasing the fasting in the month of Ramadan for an equally extended period of time. Sayyidina Anas suggests that whoever fasts from it 15 days, then a caller calls out from the heavens, indeed you have been forgiven whatever is past. So renew your good actions, for indeed your transgressions have been transformed into virtuous deeds. Yubadilallahu sayyi'atim hasana, as the Quran declares. Allah changes their wickedness to virtue. And this is a consequence of their desirousness to turn away from that wicked path and adopt the way of and the life of virtue. Now in summary, the month of Rajab is a sacred month amongst the first, the most virtuous, and the most noble of all the months in Islam. And so it is appropriate, I think, to celebrate it in a manner that is consistent, firstly, with the traditions of the Sahaba and of the Sharia, as it permits celebration of these sacred days, and give due attention to performing acts of ibadah, acts of piety, acts of virtue, acts of charity, and refraining from sin, more so. Refraining from offensive behavior. اتقوا المحارم تكون أعبد الناس. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would declare that if it is piety that you aspire to, if you want to be a truly devout person, if you want to be a virtuous person, what do you have to do? He said simply, اتقوا المحارم. Just stay away from what is haram. Avoid sin, avoid offensive behavior. تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, and you would become the most virtuous and the most righteous of all. So if we are not able to increase our acts of virtue in this month of Rajab, preparation for Ramadan, then at least let us reduce or altogether avoid acts of sin and offensive behavior. Because as the hadith declares, that Rajab Shahrullah, Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the past, all the pious mashayikh, all the pious awliya, all the pious saints and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would specifically devote themselves in this month to cleansing and purging their heart of any but Allah, desiring any but Allah, coveting any but Allah, attempting to please any but Allah. So that when they enter into the month of Ramadan, they enter with hearts pure. And it is only pure hearts that are afforded the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha tahurun, Allah is pure. La yaqbalu illa tahura, Allah only accepts what is pure. So we need to approach Allah biqalbin saleem, with a pure, healthy heart. And the month of Rajab, like the month of Sha'ban, which will come after, a month wherein which we can begin to cleanse and purge our hearts of the pollution that has accumulated in it, the rust, the filth, the darkness. And this is effected through acts of ibadah, the least of which, like I said, is abstinence from sin, abstinence from haram. Remember, any sin, if you look at it carefully, it is a superfluous act. There is no sin that is necessary for our survival, our physical survival. There is no sin that you could possibly see that is necessary for our well-being, psychological or emotional. Every single sin is superfluous. It's something over and above necessity. So all we need to do is avoid that which is over and above necessity, particularly sin. Now, opportunities like these only come once a year. The month of Rajab, like the month of Ramadan, will only come once a year. And if we take full spiritual advantage of these hours and these days designated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the open sales, spiritual sales, where we can get tremendous discounts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will afford us that. And we will be fortunate. And if we don't, then we'll be amongst the wretched. There are only two categories in the sight of Allah: Sa'id, those who are fortunate, and Shaqi, those who are wretched. And the fortunate ones are ones that take full advantage of these opportunities. Now, Rajab is also the month of the Isra and the Mi'raj. It is the month in which the most remarkable episode in the collective human history occurred. It is the event which is the most profound in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was afforded a special invitation afforded to no other before him, nor anyone after. He traveled from Mecca to Baytul Muqaddis, or Muqaddas, and from there he ascended the heavens through the miraculous power and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was honored with direct contact with his creator at a place where even the angels, even Jibreel alayhi salam, had no access whatsoever. This was a unique honor that was conferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam alone, to no other Nabi either. And it was the climax of the spiritual progress which is not attained by anybody else except him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, the night in which he was blessed with this unparalleled honor was one of the greatest nights, in fact, the greatest night in the entire history of all the worlds. And we will, like we did last year, take time over the next 3 weeks, because next week, in 2 weeks' time, that is one of the dates that he suggested that this night occurred, the 27th. Of Rajab, the night of the Isra and the Mi'raj. So in leading up to that, we will take a journey through that night again, like we did last time, and recount the spiritual lessons to be learned from the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into the highest heavens. A journey that inevitably each and every one of us one day will make. So in preparation for that awesome journey, let us recount the Isra and the Mi'raj over the next 2 or 3 weeks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the spiritual capacity to take full advantage of these wonderful opportunities before death overtakes us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.